If your business attends conferences to generate and nurture leads, well, this episode is going to teach you how to optimize your results by using video.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
What up, y'all? This is one of my favorite video marketing topics because I personally use it and I share it with many of my clients. Maybe every day it comes up, and I attend some ridiculous amount of conferences every year. Like, I'm at like 2 to 3 conferences a month, speaking or working with clients, or my crew's there filming. So in a moment, I'm going to explain what I've learned and really how I've sat back and watched and learned from the best, and how my crew at Wirebuzz has implemented tactics and what we've refined over the last 6-7 years to create better and better results. I'm going to teach you that in this episode. But first, here's the latest news that you should know about. Twitter just expanded its maximum video length from 30 seconds to 140 seconds. Now, that's going to be really helpful because, as I've shared in the past episodes, people are 4 times more likely to watch a video compared to text, and 3 times more likely to share a video. So you always have to be thinking about how you can optimize the way you convince and convert your prospects. Got it? Now, more often than not, the answer is going to be video, because people don't like to read. You know, historically, reading feels like homework and video feels like entertainment. So start thinking about how your business can use video to provide helpful information to your target customer, and it will absolutely be a game changer. Now, also in Twitter news, Twitter just rolled out a new mobile app called Engage, and I do that with air quotes, Engage. And because the secret to better serving your audience is almost always found in the analytics, you know, those analytics marketing nerds out there that are listening are probably bobbing their head right now. Engage is going to provide valuable real-time data to track how your videos, your images, and your tweets are performing on Twitter. Can I get an amen? Long overdue, Twitter. I mean, I don't know how old you are at this point, but you should be mature enough to have provided this a long time ago, brother. Tesla is in the news. Tesla creator Elon Musk is trying to create a robot made like Rosie from the Jetsons. And if Musk can make this robot a full service maid, it should be court ordered that this first robot maid be sent directly to the home of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm just saying, he's the right person to test this with. YouTube this week launched live streaming capability as part of their mobile app. And all you have to do is tap the capture button on your YouTube app screen to start live streaming video. Since 2011, YouTube's been offering live streaming long before it was trendy. And you may recall back in 2012 that I partnered with Google and YouTube to live stream 9 hours of breaking news interviews from the biggest breast cancer conference of the world. Then for the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, live from Daily Plaza in Dallas, Texas, I was Google's live stream host, and that was a really cool event for Wirebuzz to be a part of. Probably my favorite memory is we actually had the live stream from the exact spot that Abraham Zapruder filmed the only video, and it wasn't even video back then, it was a home movie of the president being assassinated, probably the most historical piece of film of all time, maybe, I don't know, probably, right? And we had the exact spot to live stream from Abraham Zapruder's footprints. Such a cool moment in my career and a great moment for live streaming. So mobile live streaming will be baked right into the core of YouTube's mobile app. And all you have to do, like I mentioned a moment ago, is you got to hit the big red capture button right there in the corner. Now you gotta select a photo that you're going to want to use as a thumbnail, and you can broadcast live to your fans and chat in near real time. Now, that's a super cool feature. The big takeaway here for marketers and business owners is to create events where you can be helpful. The full value of YouTube's live streaming capabilities will not be experienced if you're creating events where you're marketing to your audience. You want to be helpful. Think about that. Helpful is the new viral. Keep telling yourself that. If you want to go viral with your target customer, helpful is the new viral, and that means answering frequently asked questions or explaining something complex in simple to understand terms that provides value to your audience. If you're going to a conference, think about ways that you can be live on location as a reporter and share the best new information with all your target prospects that couldn't travel to the conference. You know, live streaming from a conference is actually really interesting because the live streaming from the conference is more valuable to, you know, everybody else. If you think about a conference, maybe only 10% get to actually go or can afford to go. And there's a whole untapped audience that didn't jump on an airplane and get a hotel and didn't take 4 days off of work so they could be there. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be live streaming directly to them and being their voice, bringing the latest helpful information from the conference. Make sense? Now, most importantly, I want you to resist the temptation to make your live stream a commercial. Commercials are like speed bumps. If you want to go viral or you want to start educating your target prospect, if you're actually marketing and being commercial, you're going to slow down your growth potential. Commercials are products of an era that are long gone, and you're a savvier marketer than that. So just be helpful, and people will start building relationships with you, your brand, your service. You know, my grandfather, he used to always tell me he knew nothing about social media, right? Because he passed right at the time that social media was born. But he would always tell me as we were stuck in LA traffic, he would say, you know, people do business with people they have relationships with. So you always have to be in the business of developing relationships. Make sense? Live streams are that kind of helpful opportunity for you and your business. Now, as I mentioned in my own opening comments, in this episode, I'm going to explain how to use conferences and video to optimize your results and boost ROI. And, you know, before I get started, though, I want you to realize that people have been saying to me, you know, you're the video guy, Todd. You're the video marketing dude. Why do you have a podcast? And it's actually kind of simple. If you're a digital marketer first, which I am, you're always looking at what the goals are before you're selecting the strategy. Your goals will dictate your strategy. Your strategy will dictate your content that you should choose. And one of my goals is to tap in and to be able to educate and be helpful to each of you as you're in your commute to the office and back home. And on average around the country, we all have a 40-minute round trip. Unless you're a Los Angelino like I used to be and you are just abused with a 3-hour round trip like I had to do every day going to the Premier Radio Network and back. Well, I want to make sure that I can tap into that unused time, be able to talk to you about the benefits of video and how you use video to optimize and amplify your business goals. Cool? All right, so back to conferences. Most businesses invest 95% of their conference planning on pre-conference tactics. You know it. You know I'm absolutely right. 95% of the time is, what does the booth look like? What shirts are people going to wear? What times are the different teams going to show up? Who's taking this key opinion leader out to dinner or this key contact? What are we serving at the conference, at our table? I mean, that's kind of the way it goes, right? And when I'm talking with clients, I start to realize that all of the ROI, and your business is no different, all of your ROI is in that 5%, the post-conference strategy. So what we're going to be doing today is we're going to talk about where pre-conference strategy and post-conference strategy marry up so you can boost ROI, okay? So I want you to think about post-conference tactics because that's where all the money lives. I attend a ton of conferences throughout the year, maybe 20, maybe 25. something ridiculous. So many conferences, I know exactly how I want my conference badge and lanyard to work within my fashion vibe, okay? Now, that's a lot of conferences. And I just got back from a conference in Vegas 3 days ago, and as everybody knows, Vegas is good for, I don't know, maybe 12 to 18 hours, and then Vegas gets old, and all you hear is that Sheryl Crow song, Leaving Las Vegas. That's all I get. It's playing on repeat as I'm sucking up people's cigarettes as I'm walking through the casino. Christopher, you know, because you were there, it gets old quick. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you how I use video to instruct my clients to better nurture their new leads into becoming customers and the role that video plays in there. Now, if you have a booth, you're going to want to set your booth up to get leads. That is the whole goal. You know, besides direct selling at the conference, when you're standing there and you got your salesperson and they're shaking hands and they're making people laugh, getting leads and email addresses into your database is the most important thing your team should be focused on at the conference. And then there's also tactics of what they do, you know, before and after, but I want to just have you think about that booth. If getting leads at the conference is something you and your team is uncomfortable with, then you have the wrong people leading your conference strategy. Just blatantly, just laying the cards on the table, man. If people are ashamed or they're bashful or they're shy, they're the wrong people to lead. You need somebody who's willing to step out and address what the goals are, which is selling with prospects that are already showing indicators that they're ready to convert, and then nurturing people that have shown initial interest by getting them in your database. Now, one of my clients does a better job than anybody else I have ever seen. Now, this part isn't about video, but I'm tying these loose ends because we're going to get to video and you're going to see it, and it's all going to come together in one big strategy. So what my client does that does this better than anybody else is they've turned their booth into a lead generating machine. Yeah, an absolute machine. Now, each side of their booth has a different conversion opportunity. On one side, they have snacks. On the other side, they have a coffee espresso bar that maybe in the evening turns into a bar for adults with liquor, right? And who doesn't want to visit that booth around 4:30? On the other side, they've got shirts or swag. And on the other fourth side, they have something else like an invite to their dinner or an invite to their cocktail party or their breakfast or their symposium or whatever they're doing. And right now, I want you to know that I don't expect all of you listening to have a booth that's that big, that has four sides or even a budget for a cocktail party or swag. The goal here is for you to start thinking about conversion and what others are doing well and how you can pluck from what they're doing onto what fits within your budget. Does that make sense? One of my clients has a different team on each corner of their booth. That's their station for the day. And they all have badge scans. Have you seen the badge scanners? They're kind of like the size of your cell phone. And they allow you quickly and efficiently, when you're talking to somebody, to scan their badge, and they automatically will get into an Excel spreadsheet that you'll get at the end of the conference. And you could talk to the conference group that's putting it on and get these badge scan devices. And on each badge scan, they have taken a piece of tape and they've put the names of the two salespeople that are in charge of that badge scan. And what they've done is they've made those two people that share that one badge scan, they've made them compete against the other teams. Because at the end of the conference, the team that has the most badge scans is going to win some bitchin' prize, right? And I know this because when I walk up to my client and I'm like, how are things going? They'll say, oh, we're at 3:15 right now. We've got to be at 3:45 before the next break. That's number of leads. They know the number of leads have a direct correlation with their ROI, and you should start thinking about it that way. And this is where video comes in. You're going to want to create videos that start to introduce your product or service. The types of videos that you're going to be using at a conference are videos that prospects are interested in things that they're going to want to learn about your product or service. It could be an explainer video, which may or may not be the right one to send first. It could be a case study, a video about a case study. It could be an ROI comparison. It could be a how-to. You get the idea, right? So I want you to start thinking about the video assets that you're gonna use, because when you get back, and this is part of your post-conference strategy, you're going to create an email sequence, and you're going to run people through that email sequence. And when I say people, I mean prospects that showed up at your booth. And you're going to use my grandfather's advice. People do business with people they have relationships with. So you're going to use these videos to develop and nurture those relationships. And on a weekly basis, the people that showed up at your booth are going to get an email from you. And that email is going to have some piece of information that isn't marketing-centric, but is more helpful-centric. And you're going to slowly show them week after week how they could be using this service to amplify their goal or to decrease overhead or whatever your value add is. And these videos have to be short, 2 to 3 minutes, because you have to be able to use the videos in a way that fit within your recipient's attention span. If you can't say something succinct in these videos, they're going to be less valuable, all right? And as people start to watch these videos, you're going to want to tie these videos in with a tool that provides you data. So let's say you use Salesforce and your video player on your site shouldn't be YouTube. It should be Wistia. Go back and listen to the Wistia interview that I did. So Christopher, what I'd like to do is on the show notes page, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link there for the interview that I did about Wistia. You're going to want to listen to the Wistia interview with the CEO and founder, because in that interview, I explain my tactic of how I use that video player to send it to notify inside of like a tool like Salesforce, which one of my prospects could be from a conference and a bulk email is interested in is watching video and at what degree of that video they're watching. You can also be integrating, and it's kind of a Frankenstein technique, the Wistia video player with HubSpot and HubSpot communicating to Salesforce. All of those work very well. And for me, they've allowed me to optimize the way I follow up with prospects that are showing a high level of interest and are ready to convert now. Does that make sense? All right, cool. Now, let's say that your company has key opinion leaders or your best salespeople are siloed all over the world, and they come to the conference. They're going to be there to nurture prospects or to go out to dinner with some of your heavy hitters. If they've got valuable information rattling around in their dome, and often what I've discovered is the best salespeople have already optimized the path to conversion in the way that they explain your product or your service, or your key opinion leader, your KOL, may be the right one to provide a testimonial about your product or service. And recognizing that you all go to the same conference every year, and you probably go to the same conference 2-3 times a year, then one of those conferences is a perfect opportunity for you to create some additional videos. Now, one of the things that we see all the time is it helps people keep costs down, because that key opinion leader or that client that's going to do a testimonial or talk about a case study for you on camera is going to pay their own way to go to the conference. So it doesn't have to come out of your pocket. And the salesperson is going to come out of the salesperson's budget, not out of your marketing budget. So think about how you can, while they're all under the same roof, you can peel one of them off for an hour to create one of those essential videos that will be a follow-up inside of your post-conference strategy. And the reason you want to capture that information in video in short, succinct, helpful information, and to the listeners of this podcast, you already know this, okay? But it's so important, I need to reinforce it. People process information 60,000 times faster in video, and because of our higher processing ability that video creates, video also increases memory recall. And that's why when people look at a product video, they're 144% more likely to buy after watching than people who don't look at a product video. So the whole mind shift here is we're all discussing how do you optimize the way you convince and convert your prospects. And as we've discussed, it happens with video, and in many cases, it revolves, if your business revolves around a conference, it revolves around video being filmed at that conference. Now, there's one last wrinkle here. If you have new data, a lot of our clients are in the medical space. If you have new data, new clinical trial, new research, maybe one of your members of your team is speaking at that conference. You need to extend that information past the 10% that are at the conference, and you need to get it into the minds of the 90% of your industry or your target customers that aren't at the conference. So also think about what that new information is. Create a succinct short video around it and use it in part of your follow-up sequence. Now, that's how you use video to amplify your results. Now, when we did this in our company at Wirebuzz, and we've seen this routinely with other clients, we took a traditional 8-week sales cycle and then started using video at the right time and decreased that sales cycle down to 3 weeks. So now we're closing virtually three deals in the same amount of time that we were taking to close one during our traditional 8-week sales cycle. So that's what happens, changes the trajectory of your company, and it makes people inside of your company look like the rock stars they really are. All right. I hope that helps for information on this and to get access to the news stories that I talked about earlier. Wirebuzz.com/29 is the page. Wirebuzz.com/29. That's where the show notes live. And if this podcast was helpful, please subscribe on iTunes, and I will make sure that part of the subscription process is when you hit that subscribe button, we send you the latest episode right into your mobile device so you can start listening to it during your daily commute. And if you don't know where to get started with which videos to start with, right, what to create first, we know it's difficult. And because of that, we created a free topic selection worksheet. And it can be downloaded at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S on the end, wirebuzz.com/topics. And that's a great place to get started on what videos will be profitable for your business. Once you have these videos and you've created them, they don't just live and support your conference strategy. Each video gets posted on its own article page on your website. And the reason it needs to be on its own article page on its website is when people are searching on Google for information like you've created in these videos, if it's on its own article page, it'll have its own URL, it'll be discoverable in search, and then people can find that specific piece of information. And then once you have them on your website, your sales team can also go on autopilot outside of your email newsletter. If a salesperson is meeting with a prospect and the prospect says, yeah, your product sounds great and everything, but do you have a testimonial? Well, they can easily send that off a link to that page, or even better, if they want to get better results, they can send an image with a play button in the center, put it in the email, put video in the subject of the email, which will give them 2 times the open rate, and that thumbnail that I mentioned with the play button in the center that screams, take a break and watch a video, will get 3 times the click-through rate back to that landing page. And now your sales team has the tools to be able to take a prospect that may have stalled out or may have a critical question and be able to move them through the sales process so they can convert quicker, which allows your company to receive revenue faster, and then you can grow like a hockey stick, right? That is the whole goal. Grow like a hockey stick. So if this podcast was valuable to you, please subscribe on iTunes. We'll send you the latest episode direct to your mobile device so you can listen to it on your commute. And rate and review. It is, as Gary Vay would say, your comments are my oxygen. I will reply back to every comment. And in many cases, I'll reply back in video to your comment. Make sense? And the reason is, I want to develop a relationship. I want to be helpful. And I want to make sure that you know that I'm not reading from a script, and that I understand this information, and that I know how it changes businesses because I'm living it every single day. For more information, wirebuzz.com/29. And I'm already lining up my next podcast to make sure you are a video marketing master.